6 minutes past 7, Ronan Kelly's here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Carlo Shooter, not a phrase you would have heard of before yesterday, now it's everywhere in the papers. It refers to the man who fired shots in the shopping centre in Carlo on Sunday night and then killed himself. The Times says he's described as a vulnerable young man. The Examiner says he was out on bail in a gun case in which he admitted to buying weapons illegally. The Mail says Gardaí opposed that bail. Inside, the Mail features two TDs on the case. Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, has an opinion piece saying that this incident shows why our bail laws need an overhaul. Next to that, Fine Gael TD Michael Carrigy, who sits on the Oireachtas Media Committee, says incidents like this show why there should be stronger controls over social media firms which allow lies and fear to be spread. He points to the fact that Gardaí had to quickly clarify that the man who fired the shots was white, Irish male. This is after false allegations that he was an illegal immigrant were spread online, with some accounts accusing the Gardaí of a cover-up. The Belfast Telegraph front page returns to the trial in which the BBC was told to pay €100,000 to Gerry Adams for libelling him in a TV programme and an online article. The Telegraph says that days later, the article was still available to read online. In other front page stories, The Times reports that in the Dublin Airport Authority, more than 150 staff are paid over €150,000, with one staff member, not the CEO, receiving almost €500,000 last year. The DAA says it's a private company that receives no public money and has to compete internationally for staff. The Examiner has a charming photo on its front page. It shows an older woman in a print dress, cardigan and floppy straw hat. She's smiling at the camera and it looks like she's in a sunlit cave with sheep and goats in the background. The caption tells us that this is Maureen Iwerekou, also known as Dee Murphy, who was detained by Israeli police in the West Bank. She's part of a Palestinian anti-occupation group. At the bottom of the Examiner front page, another photo of a woman, this time accompanying a report that she's launched a campaign to end the automatic reduction of sentences in rape cases. The woman's former partner was jailed for 5 years and 9 months for the rape of her son, who has special needs. When the woman contacted the prison about the sentencing, she was told that the sentence for the assault on her son will be included in sentences the man received for other rapes and assaults and won't be served separately. The papers are full of advice this morning, first for exam students and then for the rest of us. Guidance counsellor Brian Mooney in The Times has a list of topics in his Leaving Cert Survival Guide. The first is trust. He says trust your process, nurture your own self-belief and remind yourself of all the work you've done. Psychologist Coleman Nocter in The Examiner turns to sports psychology for advice. He says athletes also often rely on positive self-talk to boost confidence and help them focus. They say things like, I've trained for this, I can handle this. Then for the rest of us, today's papers are full of tips to help you live longer and healthier, some a bit contradictory. So The Independent says you can cut the risk of dementia by keeping on learning. The Mail says you can cut the risk of stroke by staying cheerful. The Belfast Telegraph quotes a Queen's University study which says drinking tea can extend your life, while The Independent's take on the same study is that your 5 a day can now include red wine. Not so fast, says Brenda Power in The Mail. She's come across a British toxicologist who says that alcohol is so harmful that if it was invented today, it'd be banned. He says that the safest amount to drink is one large glass of wine a year.
There's far too much choice there for me. That's Ronan Kelly. It's 10 minutes past 7.